Christ is risen. This last week, there was a big funeral in Greece. The elder Aemilios died. Well, we are not very familiar with these names, but this elder was probably last of that big generation of elders, I mean holy monks, who lived in this area from Romania to south up to Egypt, Lebanon. And their names are like Elder Joseph, Elder Paisios, Elder Porphyrios, Father Lazarus, and many others. And those holy monks, they call them like spiritual fathers of whole country. Like Father Elder Cleopa is spiritual father of Romania because his influence caused like spiritual awakening in whole Romania. And similar it was with many other these holy monks who had so huge influence, even they were simple monks, poor monks, their words had power to raise or kindle this zeal for God in many. And their influence went beyond like borders of their countries. Even like here, I heard there is a spiritual disciple, child of one of these elders, founded here in America 12 monasteries, which are filled with young people. These elders or these holy monks, they have really very important role because they started their monastic life in the time when church was in their area really very paralyzed. It was almost without life. Monasteries were filled with only few old monks or nuns. There was no vocations to monastic life. And many people were falling apart, going away from faith, from church, losing some kind of this orientation on God. It was really bad time, and it reminds me situation we live in now, here. When faith goes down, there's not a lot of vocations. And these young monks, when they started their life as a monk, they were invited to join this way of life which was in the church. But they refused. They actually chose something different. They said, no, we are not going to use these ways, these habits of how faith is lived now, because we are choosing God or nothing. They made this radical change, decision for God, and they started to live their faith in radical way. So radical way that even other, these older monks, they say, you are crazy. You are crazy. You cannot live this life, or monastic life, this way. You are crazy. Be somehow adjust your way to this time. They refused. And many of them, there were almost accused that they lost their mind, that they are fools. But something happened. This their radical choice for God became so huge inspiration for many that many followed them. For example, this elder who died and was buried this week, Aemilios, he was sent by his bishop to monasteries, well, on this Meteora in Greece. You probably know this monastery because they are very popular. It's like rocky hill, huge one, and on the top there are those monasteries. He was sent there to renew monastic life there. There was no monk there, no nun there. Those monasteries were empty. And he lived there for 6 years praying alone. And then, because he was a huge inspiration, those monasteries were so filled with young people who chose this path in their life, who chose God, that they had to split, and many, the new monastic communities were created. Then he went to Manatos, when he again went to monastery, which was inhabited by a few monks, old ones. And within like 20 years, this monastery is really filled with monks. And it is not only that one, each one did the same thing and created renewal of faith. Why I'm saying that? I'm saying that because when I was thinking about this elder who died, and I was somehow comparing his life story with life story of others, you know, you can find the same ways that this radical choice for God, which brought huge fruit. But what was interesting that I found there, which somehow hit me, probably because it was through God's grace, I think, to have this for this day, this sermon, is that if you go to their childhood, you can find something what they had, really, something common. All of them, they had very pious mothers. All these elders were raised by mothers for who God was first place, who really saw child as a gift from God. And the first and the most important thing for these mothers were to lead their children to holiness. To holiness. Mothers who insisted that their children are praying well, they go to church, they receive sacraments. They insisted, you know, on some kind, even forms of ascesis, which would uproot it, these first signs of some kind of bad habits or sins or passion from their souls. They were loving mothers, but they were very tough on their children because they knew that they have to form these hearts of their children. May these hearts are oriented towards God, because this is the only important thing. I thought about it, about these fruits, and you can see all these elders, how this huge influence on this world. We have a lot of books here written about these elders, about their teachings, and it helps us even here. And you realize that even they would not have these pious mothers who knew what is the most important, we would not have this treasure, this inspiration, what we have. Probably many monasteries will be empty. Probably many monasteries would not be created if they were not these mothers in the beginning. And this is, I felt somehow that this is some kind of good message for today when we celebrate Mother's Day. I think it's a good reminder. And not only for mothers, but today is Mother's Day, so let's talk about mothers. Because we are in the time when we are afflicted by many wrong ideas about life. And you can see mothers who afflicted by this fashion of this present time, they really identify with the thoughts which world offers, what is good for my child. And and for sure, there is a quite willingness to sacrifice for own children and to provide good start for life, to provide good care, to provide all kind of things which are in accord in this thinking of this world. But the problem is that place for God doesn't have place there. And look how difficult it is sometimes to accept even now that how this onus is given to motherhood. You know, this pressure, you know, for women, for mothers, to pressure to go after many other things than motherhood. How it is present now. How the society is really pushing you, even you put, oh, you are mother, you are taking of your child, you don't have value because you didn't reach anything in your life. You should do something for your realization. But what is important is to form these human hearts in good way. In good way, because this is something what causes huge change to the world. Huge change. Your mothers are called to put seeds of holiness to your children. You are called to raise the saints who will help others to live holy life and to come to eternal life. You are those who have this wonderful role, who cannot be replaced. You can give your children whole world, but if you don't give them this permanent orientation to God, this desire for holiness and pure life, you didn't fulfill your motherhood. You can be taken not once, or you can be taken each Sunday somewhere to eat out and to celebrate your motherhood, but you don't raise your kids to this orientation on God and eternal life, you are losing your title. You are losing your title. But you are realized that because you came here today, you didn't make your day off today. Your mother, you came to this church for this liturgy, for this meeting with Christ, because the faith is important for you. We might be afflicted by thinking of this world. We might be wounded by this world, and maybe our understanding doesn't lead us to some kind of radical living this life with God. But today we can ask God for this grace. May this zeal for God burns in our hearts. May we are able to see our children as a gift from God, this gift was given to us to give this gift of faith to their hearts, to bring them to understanding what is important, and to give them all the orientation which leads to eternal life. So I wish you Happy Mother's Day. I wish you to take this grace which is given to us, to really rethink priorities, to really rethink what is important, and to ask for help from above. May you can become real mothers who will raise holy people, who will change this world and bring hope to many. And this is the intention I put to this liturgy too. I will be praying for you. May you are able to receive this grace and use it. Amen.